Welcome to the Sugar Switch podcast, featuring Kathy Orman, health coach and author of The Sugar Switch. This is the number one short, sweet, and to the point podcast all about sugar and your health. You'll discover how to kick the sugar, eliminate cravings for good, completely reverse pre-diabetes, increase your energy, and lose weight, look good, and feel great. As well, you'll be empowered to reduce your risk for serious health issues. And now, here's your host, Kathy Orman.
Hello and welcome, or welcome back if you're a regular listener. Today we'll talk about a different aspect of detoxing. Detox diets and detoxing seem to be top of mind for many people because we live in a world where chemicals, toxins, and pollutants seem to be all around us, even when we cannot physically see them. Today we're going to step past the detox itself and focus on what happens after you've taken action to get rid of the toxins. What's the next step after successfully helping your body to detox? It makes so much sense to go one step further and seriously consider why and how to hold on to the benefits of removing toxins. Here's what's in store for you in this episode. We're going to talk about detoxing. Should it be short term? We'll talk about the two mindsets and why the next step is important. Then we'll talk about the next step after detoxing, what it is, and how to take that next step. Then we'll get into six more tips to keep those detox benefits. And finally, we'll talk about related information for you from previous episodes. Let's get going with detoxing. Should it be short term? The goal of detoxing is evident: to get rid of toxins, gain energy, and become healthier. And the nature of detoxing is often quite restrictive, and it usually is short term. After all, who wants to be on a strict detox regimen all their life? Perhaps you've successfully completed a strict medical detox regimen, or you've been actively boosting and supporting your body's own automatic natural detox systems. You might consider the detox process to be temporary, which is completely logical. That is, when you're finished the detox program, it's done. The toxins are gone. You're good to go. Or when you've reached a certain point and you feel you've taken enough time and effort to fully support your body's natural detox systems, you've reached your goal and you're done with it. It was a short-term mission, which is now complete. But should detoxing really be short-term or temporary? You're exposed to many toxins every single day. It's ongoing. Without a doubt, toxins can build up in your body any time from many sources, such as sugar and junk food, medications or drugs, alcohol, smoking, electromagnetic pollution, air pollution, cleaning products, personal care products, pesticides, food toxins, and more. You have control over some of those toxins, but unfortunately, not all of them. Cleaning out toxins needs to be a continuing process because there will always be some form of toxic substances in your environment and or your food that your body will be dealing with. The good news is that your body already has an automatic built-in set of detox systems to do exactly that, to get rid of toxins continuously. I would like to suggest that detoxing should not be short-term or temporary, and that it does not have to be super restrictive. Your body does detoxing on a continuous basis, which is long-term. It does not necessarily require super strict, inflexible rules to support your body to do the detoxing for you. Your choices, including your mindset, make a difference. This leads us to the two mindsets. Mindset or perspective is always a choice. Your mindset can have an effect on detox benefits. Your mindset can have a definite impact on how long the benefits last. When it comes to detoxes, there are two mindset choices. The first one is to choose a temporary mindset by considering your detox process to be temporary and completely finished, with no next step to follow. The second choice is to choose a permanent mindset by considering that your detox process will be ongoing, requiring a follow-up plan as your next step. Let's take a closer look at each of these two mindsets. Number one, the temporary mindset, viewing detox as a standalone process without a next step. Choosing the temporary mindset is about finding a quick fix or a magic solution that involves instant gratification and temporary effort. Once it's done, it's done. There's no plan or no thought about a plan to maintain benefits or implement long-term changes. Not having a next step will lead to short-term benefits because food and lifestyle habits, which may have contributed to the need for detoxing, have probably not been fully recognized or thought about, or perhaps external or environmental toxins have not been dealt with. Without a plan, there will be a tendency to slide right back into the former habits that likely contributed to the need for detoxing. Or in the case of environment, toxins can continue to be an issue from the same source. Doing the same things over and over again will yield the same old results. To get different results, changes need to be made. With a temporary mindset, there are detox benefits, but they simply won't last. Without a next step or a plan to make changes to maintain the results that have been achieved, your benefits will be short-term. So you'll be right back where you started prior to detoxing. You might even need to repeat the same detox regimen again sooner than you expected. Number two, the permanent mindset, viewing detoxing as an ongoing process and planning to take the next step. Since toxins are all around you 24/7, it's impossible to go through any sort of detox process just once and never need more detoxing. Whether you're choosing to boost your body's natural ongoing detox processes or you choose to follow a strict detox regimen, it isn't a one-time done deal. The permanent mindset requires thinking beyond the struggles you have experienced during your detox process. It's all about looking at the long-term picture of your health and finding ongoing detox solutions that might take some time and effort to achieve. It's being open to moving forward and making small sustainable changes in diet and lifestyle that will benefit your health every day. And it's taking action to hold on to the benefits of a detox so you can have real lasting effects. Why is the next step important? Let's say you've worked through all the hassle and made a great effort to get rid of toxins. It may not have been easy, but you did it. After all the effort, why not make sure the benefits are going to stick around to help you be healthy over time? It doesn't make sense to expend all that effort and energy only to have the benefits vanish quickly into thin air. The biggest reason to take the next step after detoxing is the fact that you are worth it and your health matters. Maintaining the best health possible is important. It's important for you and it's important for those people around you and the people you love. Here's a list of reasons why it's important. To keep the benefits of the detox so you can create the best health possible. To promote good energy so you can do all the wonderful things you are meant to do. To keep toxins from building up and causing serious health issues. To support your body's major organs and systems to function properly, including your detox systems. To keep your immune system healthy. This equals less downtime from common colds and flu and gives you the ability to fight off bacterial infections and viruses. To keep blood sugar levels in the normal range and help the body balance the many hormones that are working for you every day behind the scenes. To stop long-term health issues from building up, especially health issues that have very few warning signs like prediabetes, inflammation, fatty liver, kidney issues, and liver issues. Let's talk about what the next step after a detox is. The next step requires thinking beyond the struggles you may have experienced in order to reap the benefits of detoxing. The next step is planning to maintain all the benefits of the detox you've just completed. And taking the next step will support your body's detox organs so they can work at peak level all the time. The next step is made up of three components. The first component is overall evaluation of the detox. The second component is identify the benefits of the detox. And the third component is to implement changes to maintain benefits of the detox. Number one, overall evaluation of the detox. List the changes you made in order to do the detoxing and evaluate each change. How did those changes work for you? Were the changes something that could be done again or tweaked? What were the results? Were the results beneficial or not? Component number two, identify benefits of the detox. Out of the results found in your overall evaluation, which results were beneficial? Identify what changes or change triggered each of the benefits. How can you incorporate the changes in sustainable ways so that you're able to maintain the benefits? Component number three, Implement changes to maintain benefits of the detox. List doable action steps to implement the changes on a long-term basis. Do the action steps one at a time. Incorporate the changes into your daily lifestyle. They can become your new healthy habits. Here are 6 more tips to keep those detox benefits. Number 1. Choose diet and lifestyle habits that support and boost your body's wonderful built-in detox systems. Your body gets rid of toxins on a regular basis without you being consciously aware of it, so why not support that as much as you can? Adding exercise to your daily lifestyle is one thing that can help. There's more. Number 2. Eliminate or drastically reduce all refined foods and sugars which are toxic and damage your body's amazing systems. Added and refined sugar is toxic to your body. So are highly refined foods. Your body doesn't need this type of sugar or these types of foods. They destroy health. Number 3. Consume foods that are minimally refined and nutrient dense. These are foods without added sugars, artificial sweeteners, flavor enhancers, dyes, fillers, preservatives, and other chemicals. These are foods that support good health. Number 4. Obtain your sugar from the vegetables and fruits you eat. Nutrient-dense foods that are whole, or as close as possible to the way nature made them, contain all the natural sugar you need. Fruits and vegetables contain sugar that is not harmful because it naturally occurs along with vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, and antioxidants. Your body can use all of these nutrients to create energy and optimal health. Number 5. Make sure you're getting the right balance of nutrients, enough fiber, protein, vitamins, and minerals from balanced meals and snacks. Your body needs the right combination of vitamins and minerals from food sources to support cellular health, organs, tissues, systems, and balanced hormone levels. Number 6. Drink enough pure water to flush toxins out of your system that are unavoidable, such as unexpected chemicals or pesticides that happen to end up on your organic produce. The foods you choose to eat and the lifestyle habits you live every day are what will determine your overall long-term health. Incorporate healthy, nutritious foods and exercise habits into your lifestyle one step at a time. Here's some related information for you. I want to quickly tell you about 2 previous episodes of the Sugar Switch podcast that will give you more information about detoxing. The first one is number TSSP041, The Ultimate Natural Sugar Detox. And the second one is TSSP042, 10 Common Detox Foods the Body Loves. Here's the 1-minute recap. We talked about detoxing, restrictive and short-term versus long-term with choices. We talked about the 2 mindsets that relate to detoxing and reasons why the next step is important. We talked about what the next step after detox is, including how to use the 3 components. Then we talked about 6 more tips to keep the health benefits of detoxing. And we talked about related information for you from previous episodes. Here's the bottom line. Reducing the toxins in your life and your body is important. Some of the toxicity can be controlled and some cannot, which means you simply cannot avoid toxins in your system. That's why your body has a built-in automatic way to deal with toxins. After you make the efforts to do a detox or support your body's detox organs, you need to take the next step to hold on to the benefits for many reasons. Holding on to the benefits takes effort. It's not automatic. Are you ready to kick sugar cravings, gain energy, and boost your body's amazing detox abilities, but don't know where to start? It all starts with the food you eat, and I have a gift for you. It's an ebook that will empower you to buy the best foods to support your health and energy. Download your free copy by going to www.kathyorman.com/healthy-shopping/. You have to make sure you spell the name correctly or you won't be able to find it. So it's www.kathyorman.com/healthy-shopping/. The Sugar Switch podcast is the number 1 short, sweet, and to-the-point podcast program that gives you straight talk about sugar, nutrition, and your health. You can find the Sugar Switch podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Blueberry, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and on Android. You can also find every episode available on the podcast page of thesugarswitchpodcast.com. Tune in every week for more great health information. And please let your friends, relatives, and co-workers know about the Sugar Switch podcast so they can benefit from the information too. And of course, we'd love it if you'd leave us a rating for the program every time you listen. A big thank you in advance. Until next time, go on out there and live the sweet life without sugar. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining Kathy on the Sugar Switch podcast. If you would like to be free of sugar and relentless cravings, increase your energy all day, every day, reverse pre-diabetes, and totally avoid serious health issues like diabetes, inflammation, and heart and stroke issues, Kathy Orman would love to connect with you. Find out how the Sugar Switch system can help you be the healthiest you can be. Contact Kathy Orman at www.thesugarswitchpodcast.com. Tune in next week for more great info on the Sugar Switch podcast. And we'd love it if you'd submit a review for the Sugar Switch podcast. Thanks for tuning in.